Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. Good morning to you, Mr. Versi L. Walker. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Awesome. I tell you, I am just excited about just today, Wednesday. It doesn't even feel like Wednesday.
No, that's true. That is true.
It's like, where? You know, but we're here for, yeah, I guess with being on vacation, every day has been a midweek break for some of us.
Probably long overdue for most of us.
long overdue. Well, I tell you, we are pumped up, ready to go. This being the last Wednesday of the decade. How about that?
Yeah. That's unbelievable. Time flies by, and not just in the short time in which we have been doing this or collaborating on this effort together, but just this 10 years, just this decade. It was, you know, it just felt like yesterday we were all scrambling, wondering what, you know, the new decade would bring and what opportunities, you know, with the computer failures and all the other, you know, fear mongers that were out there, and to see that, one, we're strong, two, we survive, and three, we're about to, you know, thrive, and I'm excited. I'm hopefully optimistic. I'm looking for the next 10 more decades, you know, either through my own being or definitely through the being of my lineage. So I am excited. You're right. It's a great time.
It is really. You know, we started a new century just 10 years ago. Boy, talk about turn of the century. And what a century this has already turned out to be with all of the technology. It's just amazing that we would even be here on the radio with people from all over the world. So we certainly want to give shout-outs to all of the our great people that we've networked with and met. Welcome to the show. Welcome to those of you who are tuned in via the switchboard. We've added more numbers. We can take more callers. So we want everybody to run out there and tell your friends to call in. We've added an 800 number for those individuals so that you don't have to incur charges to call from your cell phones and what have you. We also have the wonderful, wonderful chat room that we're so excited about for those that will tune in to the chat room, and certainly want to welcome the guests in the chat room. We know the technology being what it is not perfect, and so sometimes there's little glitches, but there's so many wonderful things to think about as we approach the new year, and then we just have today, and then we have Thursday, and then we're going to see the last of this year, and we're going to see the last of the decade on Friday. And so definitely today's show and tomorrow's show and Friday mornings, the show will be very, very, very significant and important as we, you know, go into the new year. We have so many things on tap, so many wonderful things going on. Thank you, Mr. Walker, for joining us on yesterday evening in our self-publishing webinar. It was a pleasure to have you there with us.
You know, I'll tell you something with that, Lisa, and thanks for mentioning that, because I was going to mention that within the body of the call, but I want to thank you for taking the time to even come up to produce something like that, to allow the message that was actually given to you to flow through to you to give to other people. And as you notice, I've been posting, you know, my aspect of my business, because I'm expanding my brand in 2011. I'm touching people and touching places in a different realm than I did in 2010. And in doing that, you know, I'm trying to give or help to afford other people the opportunity to do what you and I are doing, to fulfill their dreams. But I want it to be, you know, in a realistic realm, you know, because you can be very intoxicating when you talk about your dreams and you talk about your boats and your planes and your, you know, automobiles that may or may not transpire. And I want to help people to circumvent the potholes, to circumvent the serpents that are out there ready to victimize them, and show them, you know, I've done it, and I'm willing to, you know, give back and share with you as well this process, because it can be taxing, it can be tedious, and it can take so much out of you if it's not done right. Fortunately for me, you know, a lot of the things, a lot of the bumps in the road I haven't had to endure, but just even some downtime is enough to take a person out of their focus. And so I've been doing a lot of that and speaking to a lot of people. And you want to decipher and discern which ones are serious, which one has the capability of running this race, because it's not for the swift. It is for the ones who, you know, who stay on course and who endures. And I was just recently talking to a lady who's looking to, you know, produce her book, and she has some great and wonderful ideas, and she has a database that you and I don't have access to at the moment, you know, and she has some high affluent clients as well as associates. And so I gave her my fee and told her what all the fee embodied. And she came back with a number that was two-thirds less than what my number was. And I'm like, either one, you don't appreciate or value the time and the effort that it will take for me to get your product to the marketplace, or you're not serious about your product. I'm not really sure what it is, because we've never talked, and I've opened the door for her, you know, to at least converse on the level of what we need to do if she really wants this process done. Her goal, she wants to sell 1 million books in 2 months. She wants to have a book available and ready by Super Bowl. You and I know that that is a large task to undertake. And to make that process happen, you have to call in Moses and Jesus, you know, on a regular basis to get this done. But if you're asking me to give up 12 hours, 18 hours of my time per day, there is a cost factor. And not a lot of people understand, because it's not easy, because just because the word says self in it doesn't mean it's easy. And I'm glad you touched on the various avenues, the various expenses that can be incurred, but also you went back and you said, you know what, even though the person is a self-published author that's helping you, they still have overhead and expenses that they have to incur to make sure that your project gets put out, especially in a professional manner like we like to deliver our stuff. We're not shoddy. We're not jimmy-rigging anything. And right now, I have what I didn't have a year ago. I have exposure and opportunity to media, to radio, such as, you know, being on here with you, to television or infomercials. I have exposure to global marketplaces that I don't even have my book in yet, but now I have those resources and those connections available that wasn't part of my first book that will soon be part of my upcoming book. My e-books will be, you know, set up. My products will be displayed in such a manner, such a way that I didn't have access to it. I'm affording people this opportunity, and through what you mentioned and what you're doing yesterday with the webinars and the seminars, you're allowing people who really want to fulfill their dreams. It's not always just about writing their book. They're going to learn from your seminar. They're going to learn from our talk. They're going to learn from the webinars. You may want to become a ghostwriter. You may want to become a publisher. You may want to become an editor. There are so many layers to this and so many facets that you and I have had to do on our own or seek out other people. We're now saying through our collaborative efforts, we got the blueprint for you. Don't go through the pain that so many others and even ourselves have gone through and become despondent and dismayed. We have it here for you. And so I thank you for having the courage and the willingness to do that, because most people want to sit on the information and then others just want to extract the information. There's a cost factor, and I had to learn it the hard way. And I'm sorry for dominating the question or the statement, but I remember 11 years ago I was trying to build my dream home. A manager of mine 4 years before that had my dream home. He told me what he paid for it. He paid $250,000 for it. I ran out and got anybody I could who was a builder and told him I want that same home at that same square footage for that same price. They told me, Coach, you can't have it. I'm like, why not? Now it's $315,000. I said, that was just 3 years ago. Come on. I mean, prices can't be that much exorbitant. Yes, it can. So I fought tooth and nail. I got hung up on. People laughed at me. I said, I'm going to do it a different way. I'm going to go buy the land, and I'm going to buy the blueprint, and now I know I can get it for $200 or less. I went that route. The person told me, the best I can do for you is $265. I said, I went out and bought an acre of land, and I bought the blueprint, and you're telling me I still got to come in with that kind of money? I'm not going to do it. Well, you won't live in a house. You know, you can, you know, scale back your square footage, or you can pay the higher price. And I didn't. And I didn't have the opportunity or afford the opportunity to live in that home because my consciousness wouldn't allow me to believe that that house was then valued at that price or that resources or materials had increased. It did. When I moved away a year later, I lived in my semi-dream home. It had the square footage. It just didn't have all the amenities. I had to pay $320,000 for that house. But understand the moral of this is that in doing that, in having to leave my environment to change my mindset and my consciousness, in 9 months when I had to relocate again, I made almost $80,000 increased value from that investment. And then we moved into our super dream home when we moved to New York and started meeting wonderful people like yourself and our callers and our listeners. So I'm saying that, again, thank you for bringing this platform in this form so people could understand the dynamics of what we do and what we're trying to offer them and helping them build their ultimate dream.
Well, yeah, and in the chat room, Got Motivation, Ms. Adele Foster is also agreeing with what you're saying as a reference to, you know, what people should be willing to invest in themselves, not invest in us, but to invest in themselves to make their dreams come true. Everyone has to make those self-investments. And, you know, it's and we're going to have you and so many other people attending the first International Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. Do you have to be a Christian to attend? Absolutely not. However, I'm a Christian, and I know others are, and so we are going to be definitely having a lot of our speakers are Christian authors and writing. You know, if you are going to be interested in writing some other types of books, this may not be the workshop for you. But for those individuals who are, it will be, and it's going to be so much fun. We have so many wonderful panelists on hand. We have publishers like yourself coming. We have publishers like Dr. Lee Jones, by the way. Some of you were here yesterday to hear his very, very powerful presentation and interview. he did agree to be our keynote speaker for March 12th. That's Saturday, March 12th in Newark, New Jersey at our sponsoring, at our the hotel that is now in partnership with everything that Performance Strategies Unlimited is doing. That's my company, and we thank God for them. They are officially in partnership with us, and we are very, very happy about that, because some of you was here months ago when we had the expert Fran Briggs on to talk about how to partner, how to get partnerships and sponsorships. So I've followed her instructions. I know some of you have, and it has really paid off. And I haven't even taken her paid class yet, though I will in 2011. But everything really does work if you work it. So with that being said, I don't want to go too much further into the time. I want to go and now introduce to all of you, to some of you, and for some you already met him, but for some it's your first time. So I want you to help me welcome to the Coach Elisa Show once again, Mr. Versi L. Walker, and I want you to give him a big warm welcome.
Yeah. Watch out now.
I've been waiting all morning to do that.
Watch out now. Well, thank you. See, I like it when it's brand new and the new year hasn't even come yet. But thinking, you know, on ways to, you know, reinvent and recreate what you're doing each and every day. I thank you so much. But again, I want to make sure
now,
that.
Now, here we go. Hold on 1 second. I know we're about to get started, and I just want to be mindful and respectful of the listening audience, because without them, there would be no us. So we understand that. And there, I believe there's a quick question. I'm just going to take their question really quick. I see the phone lines are still filling up. We want you to continue to call in, and I want to let everyone know now that we have a capability to really call people up. I want you to inbox me on Facebook and send me your phone numbers, because I'm going to be making surprise calls between tomorrow, next day, and the next week. For those of you who will get an opportunity, if we call you up, you will win a ticket to our publishing conference convention where you can network with many people, and also you will get an opportunity to meet Mr. Versi Walker, and then we have some other prizes. But I got to have your number. Now let's take this caller. Caller 972, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, LaLisa, and good morning, Versi. This is Adele calling from Texas.
Good morning.
You know, you always call it numbers. I never know who it is.
You know, I thought about it when I picked up the phone, but I just had to make a comment on what Versi said. He is so right. You get those individuals who want you to help them to get published, but then when you start quoting them prices, it's like, oh, they back out. And the one thing that I want to say is the fact that if we give it to them in the numbers that they're used to hearing, and when I say the numbers that they're used to hearing, break it down to them per hour, just like they
correct
work a job. This is what it's going to cost you per hour. They understand that, because if they work a job, they understand what it costs them to go in and work for somebody. So
correct,
if you break down your numbers to them that way,
mm-hmm,
then they understand, hey, okay, yeah, I have to pay for this because my boss pays for me to come into work.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I had to, you know, and I knew who I was talking to. I knew this individual had the financial wherewithal and the business savvy. And so I did, you know, almost like a last-ditch effort. I'm like, because you're not really getting what I'm saying. There's individuals who I know are kind of like the godfathers of this publishing industry. They have a light switch. They can flip the light switch and have Mark Victor Hansen at your function. Well, you can't even get into a conference call with Mark Victor Hansen for less than $10,000, but they can get you in. These guys are just that prominent. But they're charging $600 to $1,000 an hour with a $4,000 day minimum. And this is just to, you know, shepherd your book, just to oversee the process, or as Melissa said last night, just to tell you the steps, now you go do it. And so I explained it to them. I said, based on my price, and again, based on I think the 300 man hours it's going to take, you're telling me I'm not worth $25 an hour, or at least maybe your book is not. I said, I used to make, you know, $600 an hour as a financial advisor, you know, based on, you know, me calling the customer, outlining the process, and then, you know, selling them the investment. And I said, something as important as a book, as important as your dream is, and with your, again, aggressive timeline and goal line, I'm coming in very inexpensively. And for the quality that I'm going to provide you, you're going to get ebook. You're going to get, again, major distribution. You're going to be on the Amazons. You're going to be able to be accessed by the schools, the corporations, and even the Army. I said, these things I didn't have for myself. And you're right, Adele. Breaking it down to that degree, they still came back and circumvented or tried to in the offer that they gave me based on the man hours. I cut the man hours in half, and it still only hit me at $6 an hour. And, I said, I don't usually get offended. I said, but that's kind of insulting, you know, just obviously you don't believe in me or the product or the services that are mandated to produce a book. And so, you know what, I found a long time ago, all money is not good money. I would rather keep the relationship on a positive note and allow the person to maybe go out and experience what I'm trying to tell them for themselves. Because if I can't help you, Adele, I definitely won't hurt you.
Well, you know, Versi, and you're so right, because there are people like that I've known. I've had people who want to take my program, but they would come to every freebie that I would offer, but they would never sign up for my program. And I just discovered, hey, if they can do something with the freebie, oh, fine. But if they can't, you know what? Oh, well, that's on them. They'll have to learn their own way. And you're absolutely right. There are people out there. I mean, I just came from a seminar in L.A., and just for him to coach you, and I won't call his name, but just for him to coach you is a house payment.
It's a house payment.
It's
yeah.
a house payment. And that's
mm-hmm.
a coaching for one weekend. You will be paying him $150,000.
Yep, and you know what? And he doesn't blink, and he makes no apologies for it. There's a guy that charges $80,000. He'll fly you to his castle. It's only about 20 people, maybe 50, that he keeps in his inner circle. The castle is his castle. I think it's in London. For the weekend, you know, he goes through all the processes and everything. His book is a leather-bound book. It looks nice, but it's $199. And he even tries to intimidate you by saying, no, don't buy that book. You're not ready for that kind of information. So that he's actually segregating. He segregated the kind of people he wants around him. He wants the positive, goal-orientated, mind-focused, you know, elevated consciousness people around him who knows that there is a price to invest within yourself. But even if his knowledge, if you get one aspect, if you benefit one iota, your business, your relationships, your lifestyle will go to the next level. And I'm not understanding why people are not seeing this. And I know, and I say this often, we have been so conditioned to be uncomfortable and riding coach when going first class doesn't cost that much extra. But all the benefits around going first class are immeasurable. You can't put a price on it. You were just at another convention in Vegas, and you didn't, you didn't get that convention for $50 and a bus ticket.
I know.
You walked away with will maybe get you to the point where on each quarter or each month of the year you'll be able to receive an income on house payment.
That's what people are missing, Versi. They're missing the fact that when you invest in yourself, then
mm-hmm.
you have so much more to pour out of yourself. A lot
Correct.
Of people are missing that point. Mm-hmm. If they realize that, hey, if I make just one small investment in myself, it's taking that leap of faith, and some people are not used to taking that leap of faith, but taking that leap of faith and moving to the next level of their life, then they could go so much further. And you know what? I'm not going to stay on here because we could go on with this. I know
no,
your
I
show
appreciate
has to go on, and so we'll talk offline.
No, no problem. And again, I thank you for your comments and your commentary. And I, again, that's why we do this midweek inspiration. We're trying to elevate the consciousness of the listeners and let them know you can have all and be all, but we have to change our ideology. We have to change our thought pattern. And you know what? The information we give free is great. I'm trying to move into the realm of full philanthropist and full entrepreneurship, but I can't give back if I can't even receive. So your blessing, your ties, your gifts, your information then allows me to do these free seminars or to allow me to attend workshops and group shops where maybe one word I say resonates in your heart and your mind and you realize and turn your life around in such a fashion, in such a way that you then could help others. We're not getting it. But you know what? You, Coach LaLisa, all the other listeners and our great friends and myself, we're going to continue. And then, you know what, if we can grab the masses, great. Those who we brush by, it's not. I'm not trying to be offensive, but I'm on such a high and I have such a rush and I have some place and some things to do before I leave this earth plane. And I want as many people to be affected positively by what I have to offer that I can't sit still. I can't idly chit-chat. I was on the phone just in the same vein talking to some members of a multi-level media group, marketing group, and I said, we're chatting right now, but we may not be able to do this in March. And they're like, why not? I said, not that I wouldn't want to. I said, my book is about to be a bestseller within the first quarter. I'm going to massively expand my brand, and I'm working on my second book, and I'm in the process of accepting at least, at a minimum, 3 submissions for those who are truly serious about producing a book within 2011 and going to the next level. I'm not going to have the time to just idly chit-chat because I'm on a mission and I'm providing other people who are really ready to move to the next level. And again, I'm not trying to be offensive, but I know what it took. And no one, there wasn't, Dale, or at least I didn't know it. My mind and my consciousness wasn't allowing me to realize that there wasn't a Coach LaLisa who freely gave of themselves and allowed me to be a part of what they're doing. So in that, I'm at the stage in my life, I'm not looking to take, I only want to give. But in order to give the way we want to and the way I want to, there has to be some monetary compensations in certain aspects of what I do to then be able to give back to the community, to the friends, to the associates in such a way as never before. So I thank you for, coming on and thank you for your comment. But we're going to keep on pursuing this, keep on pushing forward and help elevating because we only love you. And I don't understand why people don't understand that. If I can't help you, I darn sure won't take the time to hurt you. It's too much energy. So thank you again.
You're so welcome. I want to listen to your show and have a book.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you for those insights, information. Yes, that was Miss Adele Foster, for those of you who just tuned in, and Mr. Versi Walker sharing about, moving, forward and going to the next level. And I just want to so back to you, Mr. Walker. So now y'all are going to make me give him We got to do the applause thing all over. And again, help me welcome to the Code to the Lisa Show, Mr. Versi L. Walker. All right, Mr. Walker. Yes.
Good. You are so funny. You are so funny. Excellent. Well, I thank you. As usual, Coach. Good morning to everybody. Happy holidays. I hope that everyone is having a safe and wonderful holiday, and especially this weekend, being that it was Christmas, and I know all the mayhem and the activities. I was extremely fortunately blessed. My mom and my sister and even my mother-in-law were able to fly in to be here for this great Christmas with us, and every time they do, each and every time we're together, it makes the moment that much more terrific. In my eyesight, there was, 3 generations in my household of knowledge, experience, and growth. And so I love that, and I love family, and I love that cohesiveness and the fact that we can all come together and spend time and break bread with one another. I was hit with about 22 inches of snow that my back is paying for, but still such a great time and a wonderful weekend. This was probably one of the most easygoing, laid-back Christmases of my life, and what I'm doing is I'm getting back to basics. It is not about the iPod. They would love to make it about that. It's not about the Nerf game. It's not about the bicycle. It's about the love and camaraderie and being family and friends and having that oneness not only with each other but with the universe and bringing God back into the holiday celebration. I think we have come away from it so much with mass marketing. We've come away from it so much with Black Friday, Black Monday, and everything else that they have blackened. But I want to just lighten it and brighten it up. So I had a great and wonderful weekend, and I hope that each and every one of you have done the same and having a great week so far. As always, I'm excited and glad to be here, to be able to join all of you on our Wednesday morning Midweek Inspiration radio show. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in, because as you said, without them, we wouldn't be. And to you, Coach, for again allowing me to share your platform. I'm excited and I'm kind of saddened. You and our relationship as it relates to, you know, this particular aspect of your business and of your life and just what we've done in the last 8 months have been glorious. And I want to say this the right way. It's coming to an end in 2010. But it's going to be explosive in 2011. So I'm excited for the upcoming year and all the wonderful opportunities known and unknown to us. But again, it's a conclusion because this is the last Wednesday of 2010. But you know what? We have to let go in order to go forward. So I'm glad that we can close this chapter of this decade and of this moment, but knowing that we're going to have so many more Wednesdays to come. People better watch out. I hope you have us locked and tuned in and turn off the knob, tear it off, because you need not go anywhere else Monday through Friday and definitely on Wednesday, because we're going to keep giving it to you so that you receive all your blessings through our lessons each and every day. So, again, I'm excited and I'm saddened at the same time, but we're building greater relationships and more cohesive bonds. So thank you, Coach. Thank you. I have at this point in time, hello?
I say you are welcome.
Okay, no problem. At this point in time, I don't have any current updates. I know each week I usually have an update from a book signing or another activity. So right now the year is going out very somberly, you know, just quietly. But the new year is for so many great things. I know on last week I announced that I'm currently working on my next book, which is, you know, going to be the second installment in the Success series. And it's, again, talking about the minds, talking about opportunities, talking about the greatness that lies within inside of you. And I want to help release and awaken that sleeping giant in many of the people who will take the opportunity to read and buy and purchase that book. I'm also looking, as I mentioned, to help other people who are seriously looking to get into this business, because there's enough room for us all. And I'll probably just take about 3 submissions because I want to make sure that I'm dealing with the right people on the right topics that can get their message straight across to the people who need it most. And I want to determine how to do that in the best way, but I want to make sure that I inspire these writers and these editors and these graphic designers and the people who, again, are looking to do that. And I'm glad that you're taking the helm and having a seminar and a forum that they can all come together and get this done. But by the way, people, if you're looking to do that, holler at your boy. Let me know. Visit my website. Give me your information. Let's get in contact. And for those who are also wishing to take their life and their business to the next level, and you're looking to secure a copy of my book, go directly to my website. It's at versiewalker.com. That's www.versiewalker.com. There's a wealth of information there, and I want to share all that with you and have you guys at your optimal best, because we're only doing quantum leaps in 2011. There's, you know, baby steps will get you there, but we're going to quantify that and take those quantum leaps and those leaps of faith that you were talking about, Miss Odell, because the sideline is not comfortable. Sitting idly back, I procrastinated enough for you people. I was lazy enough for you people. Now let's walk and get there together. Let's inspire one another. Coach, today I plan to touch on and speak on the topics or the importance of goals and goal setting. On last week's show, I spoke and touched on the concept of the empire state of mind, and for the most part, it's been the theme for the entire week through my posts, through my communications with others, and it's talking about, again, that empire state of mind. If you notice, for most of my topics and my tips and my advice, they are geared towards or surrounded by the concept of the mind. I firmly believe that the mind is the storehouse for all great ideas, and that all good concepts and ideas and inventions start in the mind, which I then consider to be vision. And as we know, those true believers, where there is vision, God provides provision so that you don't have to even wonder the how. You don't have to wonder, how would it get done? How would that house get built? How will we fill that hotel room in March? You don't have to worry about that because you got the vision. He comes with the provision. He provides the avenue, the mechanism, the resources, and the people that will get you there. They're already, the resources are already there waiting. They were waiting on for you to catch up and come up with the creative mind, the idea or the vision to then take that vision to visible manifestation. Now, even with vision, all that we wish and hope for can only come to visible manifestation through action. See, Coach, you didn't just think about doing a seminar. You didn't just think about writing a book. You didn't just think about doing all the great, wonderful things that you have done thus far and those that are to come. You applied action because you knew that faith without works is dead. See, they tell me that the walls of hell are paved with good intention. It takes action to move us forward. Now, there's an old Japanese proverb which states that vision without action is a daydream. And action without vision is a nightmare. I want to repeat that. Vision without action is a daydream. You're just daydreaming. You're just idly talking, chattering. It's just rhetoric. Action without vision is a nightmare. And I'm sure many of us who are listening today have had many of the nightmares and walk around sometime in a daydream. I want to, I wish to, I hope to, through my conversations and communications, prevent that, alleviate that, and just have us in an action mode so that we're not reactionary and we're not just sitting idly by. As the Bible tells us, we need to write our vision and make it plain. For me, this is where goals and goal settings come into play. Coach, I know so many of us are racing, trying to get prepared for all the wonderful festivities and activities surrounding the conclusion of this year. We're ending this year on Friday at 12 o'clock midnight. For many, it's been a great year. And for others, they can't wait for it to be over. Things didn't happen the way they envisioned or anticipated it. In either case, I wonder how many have really sat down and taken the time to make their vision plain. How many have truly taken the time to reflect on this current year and the events that have led us to this point before hoping and planning for next year? Even just a few days left in this year, even with just a few days left in this year, there is still so much life and opportunity to ring out before we start to ring in a new year. It's evident of that, Coach. What did you just say when we got on? You said there's an 800 number in consideration of those who may not could afford to make the phone call. You said there's new extra lines in anticipation of those who are going to make references, referrals, and commit to contacting on a regular basis. You want them to be able to get in. You said there's some fun things going on in the chat room. Then there's also the audio clapping as you're introducing me. You didn't say, let me wait till January 1st. You said, you know what, now is the time. You're brand new every day. You don't have to wait till the calendar says you should be brand new. You shouldn't have to wait till the calendar says it's Christmas, my gift of your soul and your finances. You should be doing that on a daily basis. Your body revitalizes. Your skin sheds. Your hair grows on a daily basis. You are renewing, especially if you're renewing of the mind. And I appreciate that you're doing this. You didn't wait to roll out the seminar from March until January. You decided to do it at the moment that thought came into your mind because you are reaction. You're not reactionary. You're not procrastinating. You're not pondering. You're not, you know, thinking of the things that you want to do at a later date. You're taking full advantage within the same year because you realize there's still a lot more opportunity to ring out in this year before you ring in a new year. And I thank you, Coach. I thank people like you because you continually inspire me and motivate me to keep on reinventing myself. And that's what I want to do for our listeners, our family, and our friends because it's so healthy. It's so today. It is so now.
And you know what? It is so now. And I just, only reason I'm jumping in right for a quick second, mm-hmm. I just want to see because you know what? I have an advantage that you don't have right now because I can see the switch. I can see the switchboard, and so I can see we got to try to fix that though for Wednesdays when you call, so that you will also be able to see that. That's another level we need to go up in because I just so hate interrupting you, but. Like you know, you said it, I said it, we would be nothing without our listeners. So we have someone who has their hand up, and I just want to see if it's what they want to say or share. Caller from the 408 area code, you on the air with Ms. Diversity Walker. Welcome to
Hi.
Where are you?
Yeah, hi, this is Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, hi, this is Phil.
Oh, okay, someone you know?
No,
yeah.
I don't, but I caught the name. Go right ahead. How are you?
Well, yeah, I was just listening to what you were saying and really resonated with me. And I've been setting some goals for myself recently, knowing that the new year was coming up. I've been in a kind of a bad relationship, abusive relationship for the last couple of years that I've been trying to get out of. and I think this year I'm going to do it. I've been having some problems with my wife. And I don't know if what kind of show this is, how far into detail I should really get, but.
Well, let me just interject right there, Mr. Phil. This is
coaching, Coach.
Motivational, inspirational show. You're welcome to tune in each and every morning, Monday through Friday, for ways that we can inspire you to a new life and to a life-changing situation. And
yeah,
Mr.
I want to get rid of my wife is what I want to do.
Yeah, okay,
stay
tuned.
I'm trying to find a way to... Yeah,
no, stay tuned, and Mr. Walker...
I'm tuned in right now.
No, if I could just say something for a moment. I understand, Phil. I think there's
we're going to put him back on hold, Mr. Walker, and then you can address it. And then once you give out your information at the end, then he can contact you separately.
Perfect.
So that's how we'll do it for okay? So thank you for calling
in. Again,
Phil.
I will just want to say one thing that this is a motivation inspiration show, and for those who are despondent, they're having relationship issues, they're having financial issues, we do touch on various aspects of that throughout the year. I'm not a consultant, you know, a counselor or a psychologist, but we do try to give some of our own personal experiences to help others. And Phil, we're more than happy to speak with you. Coach Lalisa is a spiritual advisor. We have a few other ministers and relationship counselors and guidance that do come to the show. And we would, you know, definitely help, you know, to facilitate your needs, but, you know, to make sure that you're hopefully doing it the right way, whatever your decisions are within your relationship. And I do know we do seek for change, but oftentimes we need to be the change that we're looking for. So maybe through our communications and conversations, if you don't mind staying tuned and further tuning in each and every day and talking to us, we may can help you through this circumstance and situation so that you and your whole family come out healthy on the other side of this. So, again, thank you for calling in. I do want to go back to the topic of goal setting. And the importance of goal setting to me came years ago, but I had to be reintroduced to this, Coach, because a friend of mine 2.5 years ago asked me, did I write down my goals for the year? And I told her, no, I don't have to anymore because I just think about it and God, you know, provides me with this. God gives this to me and, you know, I'm living my dream. I don't have to anymore. And I started to think, I said, you've been in a place of stagnation for the last 2 years. You've been a little frustrated with your growth and your direction. And I had to take it back. I'm like, when you were writing these goals down, they came instantaneous. There was little to no effort. You weren't beating your head against the wall. You weren't as frustrated as you have been, Mr. Walker. And you know what? Maybe you've outlived your dreams. Maybe your dreams now are larger, and you're fighting what you know to be true, that you should be doing more and doing better with your resources and that you probably should be writing them down. So I had to be reintroduced to something I already knew was right. I had to write down that I wanted a better relationship with my spouse. I had to write down that I was going to increase here and decrease there. I had to write down what I wanted for my life and for my existence because in doing that, my vision became plain. However ridiculous it may have sounded to others, when I wrote it down, I then realized and it materialized within my world and my affairs. So I said, what better time than now? As, again, we're talking about the end of a new and the beginning, I mean, end of an old and the beginning of a new, and where we're hoping for something different in our life just one day from now or just 2 days from now. But if we're not disciplined enough to write it down or to be the change that we wish within ourselves, how can we expect our existence to change, our universe and our community to change if we're not setting these goals and these parameters for ourselves? Now, I'm not sure how many of our listeners have seen and noticed in our emails and also on our Facebook posts where we are displaying our upcoming events and our activities during this soon-to-be new year. Well, I wouldn't want those who are listening to get me wrong. I wouldn't want to contradict myself. Yes, I'm setting up myself and my business for next year, but I am still trying to wring out every opportunity I can find in this current year. I'm not trying to get too far ahead because it's not over until the fat lady sings. You're not out until you say you're out. You're not done until you say you're done because there's still so many things you can do in these next 48 hours that could change next year before next year even gets here. When I consider and I'm discussing the concept of goals, there's an author by the name of Brian Tracy who states, clarity accounts for probably 80% of success and happiness. Lack of clarity is probably more responsible for frustration and underachievement than any other single factor. See, this is where I was at when I was, you know, saying that I could just think in my mind and those things that I wish would come true. But because I didn't have clarity, I became frustrated. I started underachieving my goals. And so he says it's the single factor to underachievement is lack of clarity. That's why he also says that success is goals and all else is commentary. He feels that people with clear written goals accomplish more in a shorter period of time than people without them could ever imagine doing. And I tend to agree. And so I discovered at least 7 steps or a 7-step process to achieving your goals. If you have a pen and paper handy, people, I want to go over those 7 with you. The first one would be to decide exactly what you wish and are looking to have in every aspect of your life. Don't just talk about you want, you know, harmony at the workplace, but you don't mind disaster and catastrophe and chaos at home. You want to write down everything that you want in every aspect of your life because one directly or indirectly affects the other. This means, again, both your personal and professional lives. They're one and the same. You can't be a scholar and a warm, loving person at work and then be a monster and a beast at home. You live in a world of duality, and one is going to show up a lot more than the other because you're who you are no matter where you are. This means relationships. This means business. This means in your spiritual realm. If you get all of your ducks lined up, life then becomes seamless and everything works in harmony. There is no disruption, no dis-ease within your kingdom, within inside of you. The second step would be to sit down and write your vision for your goals. Be sure to make each and every one clear and in full detail, leaving nothing to chance. People, understand, the devil's in the detail. You can pray for a new house, but if you're not praying to release the old baggage before you move in, you just have a new house, a bigger space that you're going to bring and keep that same mess, that same garbage that's been holding you back. So pray for a bigger house and pray for the consciousness to release all bad negativity, all bad toxic relationships and things that mean you no good for your new environment, for your new day, for the new year. You must be detailed. You must be clear. The third step would be to place a timeline for achieving and completing your goals. It's nothing worse than having random goals and then random timelines. Oh, whenever it happens. Oh, I'll lose weight whenever it happens. I'll stop smoking whenever. Put a timeline. Add some accountability to your dreams and your goals. Otherwise, they're just daydreams, and that vision, that action without vision becomes your nightmare. I recommend in this process, breaking down large goals into smaller pieces. I call this chunking. Understand that goals have no deadline. You can dream and achieve goals regardless of your age and or your circumstance. Fourth, create a list outlining everything you believe you will need to achieve your goals. That's inanimate objects, that's the investment both personally and professionally, either going back to school, buying an editor, purchasing a new computer, finding a network provider. Everything you think you need to achieve your goal, write it down. Once again, leave nothing to chance. Those items on your list that can be done immediately or right away with minimum effort, complete them first. It only makes sense. Fifth, assemble the items from your list into a strategic plan and be sure to prioritize each and every goal. because you must have priority. You must have organization. See, organization is the first law of nature. If it's not organized, it will never be realized. The sixth step is not to hesitate. Take action right away. Take action immediately. Those items that are on your list that can be done, I said again, in a short period of time with minimal effort, complete them right away. Do not try to paint your room if you haven't cleaned it. You have to clean the windows. You have to move the items out the way. You want to cover it with a tarp. You want to tape your baseboard. So you're looking at the big project, but you haven't chunked the little pieces and how you need to organize that to complete this more seamlessly, because it means nothing to paint a great room and then you have to go back and touch up window sills, scrape up paint off the floors, or clean up a mess that you could have prevented. So organize, assemble, don't hesitate, take action. And the seventh step in this process is do a little bit at a time. Take small steps each day towards your goal. Yeah, Mr. Walker, you just said we're going to take quantum leaps. No. Don't get me wrong. We have to take small steps towards our advancement. We have to take baby steps so that it looks like that we took quantum leaps. If you don't sharpen your pencil, you can't write the letter. If you don't get the notepad, the letter can never be drawn upon. If you don't get an envelope, you can't mail it. If you don't have a stamp, it won't be received. We have to take these little steps. If you have the money and the resources to buy them all at one time and sit down and complete the process, God bless you. But if you don't, do not do the process. Begin with the end in mind and take those baby steps to accomplish your goal. The author, Chris Gardner, who I've met on two separate occasions, a really loving, heartfelt man who wants to help and give back, his new book titled Start Where You Are, he speaks a lot in this book about baby steps count too. Baby steps count too. His book is about life lessons and getting from where you are to where you want to be. I would like to maybe even take a quote from his book. It's on page 17 in the new book where he has the C5 complex. And in this book, he talks about the C as in Charlie, 5 complex in the pursuit of your worthy plan, in the pursuit of your goal, in the pursuit of your happiness. In this, he talks about be clear, concise, compelling, committed, and consistent. When you do that, you're 2010, you won't even know the difference is 2011, because the excitement, the thrills, the wonderful things that you want will just continuously spill over. There will be no pit stops. There will be no recess. There will be no regrets, because you're staying consistent. You have clarity. Your story and your life is compelling, and you're committed to achieving and receiving all of God's blessings right here and right now. I would like to take this time, Coach, so again, thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in each and every week, for allowing me to share my views, my perspectives, and my experience. And for me, this is all just in the hope of helping you or each of those individuals to be their optimal best. At this stage in my life, as I mentioned, I am compelled to assist others in overcoming their fears and taking charge of their lives. We've given our mind, our money, and our lives away to other people and other things for whatever reason for far too long. And I want people to have their best life on this earthly plane here today, make their heaven on earth. I want to personally wish each and every one of you a safe and wonderful new year. And I cannot wait to speak with some and visit with others in this new year. And for our friend and our listener, Phil, I pray for you, and I hope that something I said may have changed and inspired your day in life. If not, we do have archived sessions of the Lisa Williams show, including my win.
You had
segment.
It right. What you doing? No, you had it.
Okay.
How you doing?
How you doing? Of our show, and I hope you know that we can help you overcome the seemingly obstacle within your life, your world, and your affairs. And I know through prayer helps. And so anyone who want to contact me, I'm on Facebook. If not, you can visit my website at www.versiewalker.com, spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER. And as I always say, people, be fearless. This is about to be a new year. Let us clown and let us clown together. Take it over, Coach.
Awesome. There's about 30 seconds left. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Mr. Walker. Too bad I already got rid of my claps, but, you know, we can clap for you. Awesome. We look forward to the new year with you, that first Wednesday coming back. We look forward to excitement, great and new and powerful, wonderful things. Have a wonderful, powerful day, each and every one of you. And we look forward to you being back here tomorrow. And remember, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. This has been Mr. Versio Walk and Coach Lisa for the Midweek Inspiration.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Who's calling? Hello?